Matt Johnson back with more of the pregame show as the Yellow Jackets taking on the number 9 ranked team in the country, the St. Thomas Tommies, in non-conference action. And I'm now joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Zach Otto Fisher. And coach, congratulations first of all on a nice road trip out to New York. I know you guys were trying to find your game a little bit after the two games to begin the year, the losses against UW Stout and Augsburg. But it seemed like you guys rebounded pretty well and played pretty well out there. Were able to get two very nice wins and set yourselves up for hopefully a nice little run here before the start of the conference season.
Yeah, it was a good trip just, you know, on and off the court as a team. Get to start that team bonding, especially, you know, that early in the season. And it's good to go out there and try to see different competition. I think, you know, the East Coast basketball is different than the Midwest, and our girls got to kind of see that. But, you know, for us, we showed up, you know, get off the plane and to be able to shoot very well out there. I think both games we shot above 50% or right around there, and that's what we needed to do. Many players, you know, contributed, and that was kind of exciting to see other girls step up in every quarter that we played out there. And it wasn't just the Eva or the Carpenter, you know, players. I think, you know, Scott played really well out there and did some good things, you know, on both ends, rebounding and finishing on, you know, the offensive end. So yeah, it was a good trip out there. And now we got a tough test here today with St. Thomas.
Yeah, obviously St. Thomas is a tough team, and we'll talk more about them in a second here. But going back to the performance this past weekend, I know one of the things that you guys have been trying to do is try to find a way to replace Hannah Norland, Taylor Kane, and also Katie White in the lineup, try to replace the points that you lost. And look at Pasha Scott. You kind of talked about her a little bit, but looked like Pasha Scott took a big step in doing that this past weekend.
She did, and I think it's just for her, it's just kind of, you know, getting comfortable with who she is. You know, one thing for her is she can't put the ball on the floor, and that's, you know, what we need to work on is catch it, you know, get a paint touch, not just a post touch. You know, there's a big difference between that. And so we've been working on getting those paint touches for her so that she can just go up and make a move. She's got quick feet, and, you know, she can get up and under or, you know, whatever she wants to do for her move, but it's just getting her comfortable and slowing down. We always talk about slowing down to speed up sometimes, and for her, that's just figuring it out right now. I mean, she's got a soft touch, and she can step out as well. I think she just has to believe, and hopefully coming after that weekend and, you know, making that all tournament team out there in New York, it's going to really allow her to, you know, excel moving forward.
Also, performances like that help take the heat off of Eva and Emily, who are relied on to score for you guys quite a bit. Also, I know Marissa Ruiz had a nice tournament as well, especially that first game against Oswego State. But it is kind of an offense by committee at a certain level. I know you expect points from Eva and Emily, but it is going to be kind of one of those situations where you need to get multiple players scoring as the year goes on, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's going to be every single game. The teams are going to, you know, lock down on Carpenter and Eva. And I think that first game, maybe in New York, we had four girls that had double-digit scoring for us, and that's what we need consistently for us. And I think Ellie was one of those players that was, like, at 8 or 9 points. So if we can get, you know, Ellie to get to that 10-2, that's how we're going to beat teams, is by, you know, spreading it out and saying, all right, you can take down two of our players, but we're also going to hit you with the third or fourth option.
Well, and Ellie almost had a double-double against Clarkson. On Saturday, she had 9 points, 11 rebounds, just barely missed that double-double. But she's going to be kind of one of those players that's going to be relied on to do all those little things that Taylor Kane did in the past for you, isn't she?
And she is stepping up right now. I think in that game, she didn't have a single offensive rebound. They were all defensive rebounds. She went in there and said, all right, this is what we need to do. It's hard to replace, you know, the New Orleans and Canes and Katie Whites, but we don't have that size right now, but we definitely have, you know, the heart from some of our younger girls who get after it, so...
And I'll train this team in St. Thomas here tonight. They're ranked number 9 in the country, but they're kind of like you guys in a lot of ways because they lost 4 stars off of last year's team, a team that went to the Final Four and won 30 games. Obviously, that says a lot about where their program is, but a lot of new players in the lineup for Coach Musin this year. They're not a team that is as seasoned as they have been in the past, so they're working some new pieces in too. And with that being the case, what do you expect from them tonight?
It's St. Thomas. They, you know, you can graduate 4 and reload the next year. They have great players. They're very disciplined, and that's for us. Is we can't let them, you know, get ahead of us. We have to just kind of calm down, run through it. They, you know, they kind of run a system, and we figured it out a little bit, hopefully. And on defense, we just have to stay patient. And it's a game where you don't have to take chances and don't go for steals. Just you have to control them, and hopefully they miss a shot, not give them the wide open layup because we did a, you know, malfunction on the defensive end. But no, they're tremendous. I mean, Ruth is a great coach, and so it's going to be a battle, but we're going to have to play a pretty dang near perfect game.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight against the Tommies.
Thanks, Matt.
That was Yellow Jacket head coach Zach Otto Fisher. I'll be right back with the starting lineups and then the opening tip of this non-conference contest between the Yellow Jackets and St. Thomas right after this. This is Yellow Jacket women's basketball on 91.3 FM, KUBD West Superior.